Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Web Gems is next. Everybody's favorite. We'll do that at 11:45. We'll take a little hiatus from our road trip around college football. Or will we?
Or will we? Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun.
But our next stop takes us to the land of the ACC, the Atlantic Coast Conference, that hosts two teams from the Pacific Coast Conference. I wanted Cal to be so good. What? What?
We kind of have to pivot.
Por qué?
Breaking news in the Portland Trailblazers. Scoot Henderson suffered a left hamstring tear.
Oh, hey, that's not good.
He will be out for 4 to 8 weeks.
4 to 8 weeks. Well, it's a good thing the season doesn't start for like four weeks.
Yeah, I mean, hamstring tear, not good.
Hamstring tear, which
tear's
means
not good.
Repair.
Yeah.
Repair means you can't do anything for 2 months. If you think he's coming back in 8 weeks, you're out of your mind. The one time I don't take my phone out of the studio during a break.
You didn't leave the studio. You were right there the whole time.
No, I went to the bathroom.
Oh, that felt like a long break.
Yeah, it was a long break.
Scoot's out 48 weeks. I don't think that's a good deal. It'll be fine. He's a kid.
I mean, this
he'll heal up.
Well, I mean, this is a season where he was going to have to kind of figure some stuff out because there's another guy at that position that's going to be back next year.
What, the old man?
Yeah.
He's washed, though. Nobody cares. Sorry, I'm just joking. I'm just teasing.
I feel god-awful for the kid.
Scoot, he'll be fine. He's a young kid, 4 to 8 weeks.
Young and spry.
Yeah. You keep saying this, like 4 to 8 weeks for a hamstring is going to be normal for a guy who can't train, who can't do anything
for four to eight weeks. I'm fully aware. I'm not trying to...
And again, I'm not trying to doom and gloom this, but like if he's back before the new year, it'll be a shock.
Yeah, I think it's tough for Scoot. I don't think it really has much to do about the Blazers. I think it tells you who's going to start a point guard.
Well, I think we know the starting lineup now.
Yeah, and I think the starting lineup is what it should be, in my opinion. I think Drew Holiday should start at the one, and I think Shaden should start at the two.
I don't think it necessarily means Shaden's going to start at the two.
If we're looking
at... start at the three?
No, I don't think Shaden's going to start.
If we're looking
they
at
both don't start
4 to 8 weeks, just figure it before because it says an expected to return to basketball activities in 4 to 8 weeks. So even 8 weeks, even on the generous end of that, we're looking at Thanksgiving, right? Because we're in late September now.
That's what I'm saying. And so you have ramp up time, which I would imagine will probably be
into the season. So you're looking at that's
the new year
15-ish games before he returns to activities. And so, yeah, I mean,
you're looking about probably New Year.
Yeah,
that's just such a bummer, man.
Did you expect him to start though? I didn't.
I expected him to have a legitimate opportunity to start. I think Drew, if
opportunity, Scoot, yes. I didn't think he was going to beat out.
If I don't think you're talking about Drew starting at the one. I thought Drew was going to start at the two. That's what I thought. That's the way I thought this was going to go. I thought he was going to get Scoot at the one, Drew at the two, two at the three, Denny at the four. And Donovan the five. That was kind of what I figured was going to happen.
Not the Yong Bong?
No, God, no.
Not the Yong Bong?
No, he's not ready for that. What
do we figure he gets? 10 minutes a night?
No, I think he's closer to 17, 18.
Okay.
I think you're looking at Donovan for probably 26 to 28. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to probably get some small ball Denny that they try to work in there somewhere or another, Denny at the five. I don't know how much you're going to do that now with the Western Conference getting a lot bigger, but... Yeah, that's a major bummer, man. That sucks.
We have a lot to talk about on Media Day on Monday.
Yeah, you know, I went to the Blazers unveiling. They brought in a couple of us media for the video boards yesterday. And let me tell you this, those things rule.
I saw pictures. They looked really cool.
My
they
video looked, didn't, because so.
The picture had weird depth perception. It looked like.
Well, it's because it was
lowered.
Well, no, not just that. It was dark. They darkened the arena kind of like game day to like really make the video boards pop. I tried like 8 different settings on my phone to really get it. And it came through kind of burned.
Mm-hmm.
So I turned it into like what they call like action mode to try to dial the glow from the boards back, and it did a better job. But I walked onto the floor through the tunnel, and my first reaction was, whoa, okay, this is pretty cool. It definitely modernizes the arena a ton. But man, this is just Scoots had so many already just like, are we really like just kind of injuries? He's had, you know, the ankle, he got the concussion. Now he's been dinged up when he's had opportunities, and this was going to be a legitimate opportunity for him. And I'm not saying the season's lost, but it's now you're playing catch up. You're playing because when you're rehabbing an injury, even when you're around the team, you're not playing. You're not, it's like in football. If you're not a part of the team, you're not a part of the team. And it's just,
you might not like this. I don't think the expectations or the outcome of this season really changed by Scoot missing 15 games.
The outcome and expectations for him do.
Well, yeah, for him do.
Okay, which one of these guys is 35 years old? Which one of these guys is 21?
Well, that's also why I'm like not freaking out about it.
I'm not freaking out about it. I'm looking at it from not from a Trailblazers perspective. I am looking at wholly from a Scoot Henderson perspective. This was his legitimate opportunity. And it's not to say that he can't get back on track, but this is just kind of another derailment.
Yeah.
God dang it. I literally have an article that's publishing tonight for my season preview. It's the first one, and it's called Challenges and Opportunities, and it's Scoot Henderson.
Rip it up.
God.
Start from scratch.
Bless, there's 4,500 words in that thing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.